listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. Queensland Surf Lifesavers say it's been one of the busiest summers in years, and it comes after 10 people have drowned in the Sunshine State since December. Just a few days ago, a four-year-old boy had to be pulled from a pool after being found unresponsive during a near drowning on Hamilton Island. Figures show drownings increase over long weekends. SLSQ spokesperson Nathan Fife says they've also conducted thousands of preventative actions.
The conditions haven't been great. You know, like I said, we've had big surf on the southeast area over Christmas. We've got a lot of sand banks, a lot of deep holes, and a lot of water running out. It's definitely kept our lifesavers and lifeguards busy over the summer period.
Sales of homes in Queensland continue to decline sharply following the fastest increase in the cash rate in a generation. Realestate.com.au shows a drop of more than $34,000 in the median value of Mackay homes during that time. Chief Economist Tim Reardon from the Housing Industry Association says this slowing in sales will flow through to a stagnation in building activity later in the year.
New home sales in the last 3 months of 2022 were 50% lower than what they were at the same time last year. And that's as a direct consequence of the fastest increase in the cash rate in a generation.
And pet owners are being warned to be aware of the signs of toad poisoning following the Toadzilla discovery in the Whitsundays. Vet Dr. Dinah Shower says if your pets consume toad poison, you should seek vet assistance immediately, but never hose out their gums.
You really have to kind of like regularly, repeatedly wipe firmly, you know, rub the gums a little bit with a damp cloth. Never hose the mouth, okay, or pour water into the mouth.
In sport, all eyes will be on the Skies this weekend as cricketers wait to find out whether the T20 shootout can finally continue. The local comp has been hampered by weeks of washouts.